Good morning. Another warm and somewhat muggy start to the day across most of interior New York and New England today, with a good amount of sunshine. Exceptions being the lower Hudson Valley and Connecticut Valley, where locally dense fog formed overnight and temperatures are back into the upper 50s. Still, with the sun getting higher in the sky, the fog will dissipate relatively quickly, and everyone will enjoy mostly sunny skies again today underneath that large dome of high pressure which has been dominating our weather, and this will carry temperatures into the upper 80s on average for afternoon highs. The humidity will be at the same levels as yesterday and add a little bit more to the warm feeling during the afternoon. Overnight tonight, clouds will begin to move in from the south and temperatures will drop back into the mid-60s. A little bit of energy will undercut the ridge and move through the region on Thursday. The result will be more clouds than sunshine and just the outside risk of a shower or thunderstorm, but these clouds will keep temperatures in the lower 80s. The ridge itself will begin to break down on Friday as energy sweeps through the Great Lakes along with a cold front. We'll have partly sunny skies and it will be increasingly more humid, leading to showers and thunderstorms as the front approaches from the west during the afternoon. Depending on the timing and the strength of all of the elements involved, some of the storms on Friday could be strong or maybe even severe, and we'll be watching that through the end of the week. Highs on Friday will be in the mid-80s. Behind this system, it'll be breezy and cooler with much lower humidity and with a mix of sun and clouds on Saturday in the middle 70s and highs near 70 with a mix of sun and clouds and that breeze on Sunday. The refreshing change will continue into Monday with mostly sunny skies and highs staying in the upper 60s before rebounding back to the lower 70s on Tuesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a large and slow-moving upper low centered over the Arklatex vicinity will remain the dominant feature of interest over the United States, with rather high-amplitude ridging over the western Atlantic to its east and southwestern United States to its west. Given favorable shear expected to evolve with time, storms should quickly organize and acquire a rotation. As such, and aided by the increasingly unstable environment, very large hail will be possible with the initial supercellular storm development, along with the risk for locally damaging winds and a couple of tornadoes. With time, some upscale growth of storms is possible, and the damaging wind potential may increase into the early evening hours. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 59 degrees with a west wind at 14 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 27 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies and 68 degrees, the dew point 59, 73% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 21 at Taunus, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing sunshine, lower 70s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low, 64. The average temperature, 77. That's 16 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.12 inches for the month, which is 1.87 inches below normal, and 11.89 inches for the year, which is 2.27 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees. The average low, 51. The record high 94 set in 1914, and the record low 30 in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening 8:23 p.m., 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and humid today with the outside risk of a thunderstorm in the mountains and highs close to 90. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly cloudy with patchy dense fog tonight, lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and humid today with highs in the mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny and humid today with highs in the upper 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, just the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm in the lower 80s. Partly sunny, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more likely on Friday afternoon, some on the strong side, mid-80s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and cooler with lower humidity Saturday, mid-70s. Partly sunny, breezy and cool with lower humidity Sunday, near 70. Mostly sunny, somewhat cool for this time of year Monday, upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the lower 70s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.